Good morning. It's October 18th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book by the same name. And that was Taps, played by the U.S. Military Band's U.S. Marine Band. The title of today's is The Gap Remains. Nothing can fill the gap when we are away from those we love, or they are taken away. It is nonsense to say that God fills the gap when a loved one is lost. He doesn't fill it, but keeps it empty so that our communion with another may be kept alive, even if painful. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Unfortunately, I've been asked too many times by patients who have lost a child or a spouse or even a husband when the pain will go away. The answer, of course, is that it doesn't go away. We simply learn how to live with it. At first, this seems unacceptable. Why shouldn't we be able to fill that gap in our lives with something or someone else? Why shouldn't a new focus, a new love, time itself heal the wound? Why won't God take the pain away when we ask earnestly? One of my patients about 10 years ago had two boys, 4 years and 18 months old. On a random Saturday afternoon, she dashed into the house to answer the phone, and her husband, not realizing she wasn't there, went to the garage via a fence gate to get a tool for the backyard. The two children were unsupervised for roughly 3 minutes. In that time, the 18-month-old climbed onto the AC unit, over onto the adjacent above-ground pool cover, and fell through an opening at the edge, drowning before his parents returned. I had never seen grief like theirs. She was literally almost catatonic. We did what we could. We hooked them up with therapy, and despite our prayers, felt the chances for the family to survive intact were very small. But I underestimated the power of prayer and a woman's strength. Gradually, over the next year, she pulled out of it. Her love of her older son and her husband prevailed. They went on to have two more children and volunteer to help other moms and dads who have lost a child. When you ask her how she got past the pain, she'll tell you something like, she didn't. It's always there. She just learned to live around it, because that hole, that pain, is her lost son. If she were actually able to fill that gap with love for another child, or a job, or a charity, well then, in an odd way, she'd lose him all over again. So paradoxically, as Martha Hickman points out in her classic work, Healing After Loss, our ability to love and care is not limited to some finite number, so that taking on a new love means replacing an old one. Time does not expand, but love does, as with a parent who has three children and then another. What was once loved and cherished is not replaceable. If you have lost a loved one, don't believe a new love is a betrayal or is taking the place of the lost person. The love we feel for the lost will persist, and its place will simply remain that gap in our lives, as it should be. So we will feel better over time. We will handle the pain of that loss better, though it won't be gone until we are united with Christ in a new world. Our affections and attention and time and effort will and should be channeled into new places. For if we failed to do that and become sullen, introverted, and cheerless, we would be wasting the precious gift that is the rest of our lives. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4, NIV. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Revelation 21:4. NIV. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We are blessed that the capacity to love is unlimited by time or space, like you, Father. Loves we have lost are never replaced. The pain may remain in the gap that is left, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, we go on. We keep growing outward, finding new people to love and new circumstances to be a blessing to others. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.